Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where we talk cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Anything and everything you need that is related to building or growing cleaning companies. If that's you, you're in the right spot. If you're committed to growing your cleaning company and want more, growmycleaningcompany.com has all the resources, everything you need to build the cleaning company you've always wanted. If you want to be a guest on the show or have a comment or a question or any sort of feedback, you can reach out to us at 480-648-5149 or reach out to our producer, Natalie, Nat at growmycleaningcompany.com. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. All right, that said, today we are chatting with Debbie Moon Davis from Rag Mop. I almost said Rag Top for some reason. Rag Mop Cleaning. Rag Mop serves the Des Moines, Iowa area with residential cleaning. If you want to reach out to Debbie and her team, you can get a hold of them at Rag Mop Cleaning, D as in dog, S as in Sam, M as in Mike.com. Rag Mop Cleaning, DSM.com. Debbie, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, Cleaning Nation.
So excited to have you on the blower today. It's going to be a fantastic episode. Before we jump into all me talking and yabbering with my coaching, let's hear a little bit about Debbie and Rag Mop. How did you get where you're at? How did you find us? What's going on in your world?
Well, Rag Mop Cleaners have been around for a long time. I inherited the name from my mother. She had it, so I can't take credit for the name. Her and her business partner had it many years ago. They retired. I didn't acquire any clients. I just got the name. So, and I've been in and out of the business for about 15 years. Sold it last July. Sold it on contract because it's hard to get a loan when you're in cleaning, because I thought I wanted to go back to corporate America. Found out I don't want to be part of corporate America. Once you've been in business for yourself, that's really hard to do. They weren't making payments to me, so I took back what clients I could salvage and have rebuilt it back to what it was when I sold it since February. And am in transition mode, just moved it out of my house, got a retail space, so we're all good to go.
All right. That's such a cool story. I'm glad that we as Cleaning Nation could do our little part. So that said, what can we do today? How can we help?
Well, in my transition period, and I'm to a point where I have two buddies that work with me now. They're both independent contractors. And as I grow to the next level and start to break away, because I'm trying to remove myself from the business and not be out cleaning, my dilemma is, do I keep them independent contractors or do I make them employees?
Man,
so that's my big question for you today.
And it's a worthwhile question. That's a good one, I think. I think we almost all deal with that at the beginning of our business, and I've kind of heard that in various different ways and would love to kind of just point to it once and for all. So when I keep getting that question, I can point to this podcast instead of having to give the spiel or the answer every time. So first of all, great question. Second of all, good job on kind of reaching out and figuring out what to do. And let's talk through that a little bit and see if we can't get you some clarity. First of all, first and foremost, you've always got to be legal. I found having just tons of different kinds of businesses, of course, including a cleaning business, over the last 20 years, that when I try and shortcut or go halfway, and I'm not a big government fan. I'm a small government fan. I'm such a capitalist through and through, and I hate government interference. But that said, I found that doing things, quote unquote, the right way, the legal way, dotting my I's, crossing my T's, as much as I don't like it because I'm a big picture guy and a detail guy, serves me and the businesses that I run well. So first and foremost, make sure that you actually have 1099 employees if you are paying people as 1099 employees. That can be a huge gaping potential blow up for your business. If and when the government decides to audit you and comes back and says, hey, we have decided that based on the rules that we lay out, and sadly, they're not that clear. You can talk to five different accountants and get four different answers. Based on the rules that we've set out, these are not 1099 employees. These are or 1099 contractors. These are employees. You've just been paying them wrong. Let's calculate your back taxes and your penalty and your interest. We require $27,419 to make this right. That's a deal breaker for a lot of businesses that can put you out. So I know I don't even want to get into too many of the details because I'm not an accountant. I'm certainly not a tax lawyer, and I don't represent myself to be one, but you want to make sure that you get to an accountant. Some of the things now at the recording, at the time of this recording, are: do you control their time? Do you provide them equipment and uniforms? Do you tell them when to show up and when they can leave? A lot, do you provide them equipment like cars or vehicles? A lot of those can be applied to the cleaning business. So just not you, Debbie, because I'm sure you're kind of in order. But for everybody listening, I want to make sure that you'd never pay an employee by 1099, think you're quote unquote getting away with something, because A, you'll get audited by the government. B, if they get hurt and they're supposed to supply their own workman's comp and insurance, and you know as well as I do, they're not going to do that. They're going to sue you first and then the homeowner or the owner of the building if you're commercial, and you're pretty much done. So there are some legit, and I'm not trying to be a scare tactic here, and I'm certainly not with the government, so it's not like I'm trying to push an agenda, but there are some very real and very, I won't say frightening, but frightening potential realities when you're dealing with 1099 contractors, unless they are 1,000% 1099 contractors. Before we move on, any thoughts or questions or anything you want to share on that? I know I said a lot and some of it's kind of scary, but where are you at, Debbie?
Well, no, I've had employees before, and I just, and like you, I'm a capitalist, so I don't want to have to pay if I don't have to, but I know that I'm pushing the envelope. So I actually have an appointment with a PEO, if you know what that is, on Thursday, to decide what my options are here, and that was part of why I wanted to reach out to you as well.
Okay,
I'm
perfect.
I'm trying to have 100% of the information to make a decision.
Okay, yeah, so my short answer is 1,000%, and again, a PEO, we don't want to get into that whole thing, but it's basically someone that quote unquote hires your employees, so you don't have any employees, and they make sure that they take care of all the workers' comp and all that. They can be good, but just keep in mind when you're talking with them, Debbie, their goal is generally to sell you a product or their service, not to get you to get you taken care of secondary. So, and again, I had kind of a larger company with more employees and some more exposure. So I had a labor lawyer. Not a retainer, but certainly on my Rolodex, and she would take my call and we would talk personally. You're probably going to want to start building that relationship of someone you can just say, hey, here's X amount of dollars for an hour of your time, and they have no agenda other than to help you. PEOs are just like anybody else. Some of them are good, some of them are bad, some know what they're talking about, some don't, some know and lie to you to get what they want, and there's everything in between. So I wouldn't discount that route or not talk to them. I just wouldn't. I would take it with a grain of salt, understand, and really look into who's speaking and do they know. And if they're a good PEO and a larger PEO, they should have some of these employment lawyers on staff. So long story short, get proper advice. Fair enough?
Fair.
Okay. So now let's assume that we are talking about, we for sure are 1099 employees that follow the law and are actual 1099 employees versus employees. And so now that we kind of covered the legal, like, hey, here, cover your butt and do it right and don't listen to a podcast for legal advice, for crying out loud. Now let's assume that you've talked to counsel and you're very confident in your state. You've got, you can set up your business as 1099 or you can set up it as employees, and you're asking the guy that's run a bunch of businesses, hey, what works better? Is that a fair restatement of your question?
It absolutely is, yes.
Okay, cool. So we'll move on to that. I just wanted to kind of cover everybody by saying, hey, let's do this the right way. So that said, if you look at the larger companies, I don't know of any in the cleaning business or out the cleaning business, whether it's a Merry Maids or a Service Master or, you know, Janitite, whatever. There are a couple of them that do the 1099s, and well, again, a lot of times they sell franchises, and then they have the franchises have employees, and there's all that kind of nonsense. So that gets complex. We won't talk about that. But when you get the larger companies outside of the cleaning business, they have employees. Very rarely do they have 1099 labor. And and that's how I would do it, by the way. So the quick answer up front, if it was my company or when I had my companies, I always had employees. I would only do 1099 if they were really 1099 people. They were vendors or just not a part of the company. But if they were going to be an integral part of my company, they were going to be employees. The reason I did that is the value that I brought, aside from building systems, was creating a culture. And that culture was, around my core values. You know, for me, it was have fun, make money, be real, help out. You guys that are faithful listeners to the show know that I'm a big fan of culture. It's almost impossible to create that with 1099 employees. 1099 are hired guns. They can come and go when they please. They don't owe you 2 weeks notice. You don't know their family. They don't know your, they don't care. You don't care. Not that you have to be best friends with your employees or invite them over to the house for dinner every night, but there should be this shared sense of core values and culture, and you believe in the same things that they believe in, and you both believe that the company is bigger and more important than any individual. That's a very different mindset than a 1099 employee who's just saying, hey, you give me 20 bucks, I give you an hour of my time, or whatever the case may be. So for me, I'm a fan of, especially if you're trying to build something big and special, employees. The exception would be if you're like, I don't want to do any work. I just want to have three or four, you know, I want to be totally hands off. I just want to sell. I don't want to do anything with that. I don't want to build a big company. I just want something small and easy that doesn't make a ton of money. Maybe the 1099s are important, but most of the people I talk to, they really want to build something special that's lasting. And it's hard to build certainly $1 million company with a cleaning business with all 1099. You need more control and influence than you can get from a contractor.
Yep, that makes great sense to me. Yep.
Okay, cool. Let me give you one more piece that I know people out there are screaming, and I want to make sure that we answer it before they ask it, is I can't afford employees. Do you know what workers' comp and I'm in California. You know how much I have to pay for this kind of stuff. That is real. I found that to be an excuse not to really find out what the problem is with your business. No matter where you're at, some people, oh my gosh, people get paid 15 bucks an hour and I can't afford it. Or workers' comp is this much money. Or the long story short is I can't afford to do things legally. I have to circumvent the law and just pay people 1099, even though I know they're employees. The government thinks they're employees. They know they're employees, but I just can't afford to do it if I don't pay them properly. A couple things to that. First of all, there's a problem. If that's the case, if that's how you find yourself, there's a problem with your business model. You need to find that problem and not just blame it on 1099, or workers' comp. You're not charging enough, you're not communicating value, and you're not understanding the unintended consequence that comes with having 1099 employees. First of all, if you want to go commercial, I don't know how you do. Any decent business is going to demand that you show them workers' comp insurance, liability insurance, the fact that you hire them. They're not going to take 1099s, and if they do, they're going to demand that those people pay for insurance, and now you're just, or workers' comp insurance, and that gets approved, which is a bunch of extra work, and then your employees are going to turn around and charge you anyway, right? If you don't hire them, and you're right. Like, hey, you have to buy this $1,000 a year workers' comp insurance policy, you're going to have to pay them for that. So you might as well buy it yourself and have control over it, as opposed to trying to do all this song and dance to get around quote-unquote hiring people. I hear you going, yeah, it sounds like this is something you've been dealt with before.
I have. I've had employees in the past. Yep. And I know there's an expense involved. I was just trying not to go there yet, but I don't think I have any choice.
Well, especially if you want to go grow larger, because you either kind of have to, and again, I don't want to come down too hard, but this is how I feel. Somebody's liable. If you're in somebody's house and you have a 1099 employee and they don't have workers' compensation insurance because you don't have it, and you know darn well, you know, Bob's not going to pay for the policy, and they get hurt, that they get any sort of lawyer, they're going to sue you personally. They're going to sue your, because that's now negligence. It's not just a business mistake. The owner was negligent. They're going to sue you personally. They're going to sue your business. They're going to sue the owner of the house. And you think that's a fun thing. Wait till the owner of the house is going, whoa, whoa, wait, what? You didn't have insurance and now they're suing me. So now the owner of the house is probably going to sue you. And it gets to be a bloody mess. So I'm not saying employees are the best and it's just a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow and everything's perfect and everybody skips and hold hands, because that's not true. But by far, it is the lesser of the two evils, the headaches and expense and overhead and just brain damage you deal with having employees pales in comparison to some of the exposure that you're leaving open when you try and 1099 people, especially when you send them into other people's homes and businesses.
Sure. Okay.
Cool. Any other thoughts or questions or anything else you need before we transition into some lightning round, love?
Nope, you made that really clear. So I guess I'm going to make them employees here real quick.
Yeah, and again, the process to do that is a different topic for a different day. But yeah, you definitely want to make sure you do that in the appropriate way so you get the benefit. The worst case, one thing I don't want you to do is not have the culture and just kind of make the switch on paper and then you don't get any of the benefits of having employees, but everything costs more. You're like, oh, that was just really expensive insurance, so I don't get in trouble. You really want to move in and say, hey, up until now, it's been 1099s, but we really want to employ you. We want to have a culture. We're going to have get-togethers, and everyone's going to be part of these shared core values, and that we're all working for something bigger, more important than ourselves. This is, you really want to take the opportunity when you make that transition to get super employees, as opposed to, oh, hey, by the way, we're taking taxes out for you now. Next, right? You want to kind of make a big to-do about it and like have a grand opening and really get him excited.
Yep, and yeah, I'm on the very same page that you're on, so that's absolutely what I needed to hear today.
Okay, great. I'm so glad I could help, and I'm sure the PEO will hopefully have some good words for you as well. That said, here's your opportunity to get back to Cleaning Nation. Let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. As you're probably aware, I have full confidence you're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I ever received was to get out of my own way. And I guess that just means that do what you're good at and let the other people do what they're good at and don't try to be everything to everybody.
Yeah, that's a great way to fail miserably. Be everyone to everything to everybody, or try, because you'll never succeed. All right. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can hear and learn from so we can save ourselves some steps?
You know what? I learned the hard way that I need to do background checks on everybody because I hired somebody who was stealing. And because I don't steal, I was pretty naive to it. When I called my attorney, he said, I bet you didn't run a background check. And I most certainly didn't. And I have ever since.
Yeah, that's... that's an expensive piece of advice I'm sure that you got. So Cleaning Nation, Debbie Moon already paid the tuition to that semester of college. You don't need to pay. Just listen to what she's saying and save yourself the headache. All right, last question, sister. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that's going to improve their lives and or their business?
You know, if you're going to do something, be passionate about it and be the best that you can be at it. My ex-father-in-law always said, if you're going to be a ditch digger, be the best ditch digger there is. So if you're going to be in cleaning, be passionate about it and be the best cleaner you can be, because you'll be more successful at it.
Hard to argue with that wise advice. And again, this podcast and this community is a place where you can kind of help do that. So A, kudos to you, Debbie, for reaching out to be on the podcast. And then Cleaning Nation, kudos to you to listening. You're obviously not doing it because of my charming personality. You want to get better at what you do. So I'm so glad that you guys are here. Debbie, thanks for joining us and for your wisdom and sharing kind of your experience. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Debbie's show notes page and, of course, get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's at growmycleaningcompany.com. You know, you can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.